In the Japanese cafe, he helped her off with her coat and took it to the line of hooks beneath the sign that absolved the management of responsibility for its safety. They weren't the first in the cafe, although it was early, 8:10. The taxi driver, who came in most mornings, was reading the Daily Mail in his usual corner. Two of the music students had arrived. From the table they always sat at, side by side, so that they could see the street where the office workers were beginning to hurry by, she watched him, patting the pocket of his jacket, making sure his cigarettes and lighter were there. Something was different this morning. On the walk from Chilton Street, she had sensed, for an instant only, that their love affair was not as it had been yesterday. Almost always they met in Chilton Street, their two journeys converging there. Neither ever waited. When one or other was late, they made do with meeting in the cafe.